Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An amazing story is coming out of Nigeria regarding Christians who were targeted for death by the radical Islamic group called Boko Haram. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead.
I just love these stories.
This is an amazing story, Holly, and it comes from a good source, from the Barnabas Fund. Mm-hmm. So there are certain things you wonder, are these actually true? Mm-hmm. And the Barnabas Fund is a group that I believe can be trusted. It's a story that just recently surfaced. It's about a group of 500 Nigerian Muslim background Christians. They gathered together for safety after a string of Boko Haram attacks. They were later attacked again by the Islamic militant group. Most escaped, apart from 76 men and women and children who were taken captive, according to the Barnabas Fund contact. The 76 were taken to a Boko Haram terrorist camp where they were tortured. The four male leaders of the group were told at gunpoint to renounce their faith in Christ and to revert to Islam. When they refused, holding fast to their Savior, the men were shot in front of their families and friends. Hmm. That's the tragic part of the story.
Yeah.
But here is some amazing intervention. The following week, the wives of the four martyred men were also ordered to renounce their faith, or their children would be executed. These children are from families who were forced to flee their homes because of Boko Haram and the Fulani herdsmen attacks. As the mothers struggled under the terrible burden into the night, the children came running in and said that the Lord Jesus had appeared to them and that, quote, all would be well, close quote. According to the account, Jesus did appear to the whole group and told them not to fear, that he would protect them. They should not renounce him, but stay strong, knowing that, quote, he is the way, the truth, and the life, close quote. It's amazing. The story continues on. Let me just finish it, and we'll talk about it. The next morning, the children, one girl as young as four, they were lined up against the wall by the terrorist. And their four mothers were told that they could save them if they renounced Jesus Christ and returned to Islam. The mothers refused. The soldiers cocked their rifles and prepared to take aim when they suddenly started to grab at their heads, screaming and shouting, "Snakes! Snakes!" Some ran away and others dropped dead where they actually stood.
Hallelujah.
One of the soldiers fell down dead. A Christian captive reached down to pick up the soldier's gun to fire at the fleeing Boko Haram militants. But the youngest child put her hand on his arm and said, quote, "You don't need to do that. Can you not see the men in white fighting for us?" Close quote. All 72 lives were spared, and the group is now living in other regions of Nigeria where they are safe with other Christians.
Jesus says he will never leave us or forsake us, no matter where we are.
It is amazing. It's an amazing story. And you say, well, is that story real? You know what? We have a story of a person that I know that I met, a young girl and her mom, and she went with me to Israel as part of a Covenant Journey ministry trip. And they are Christians. They were living in a Muslim-dominated country, and they have a story that's very similar to this. It's very similar to us. And I won't go into all the detail on it, but it is very similar in terms of how they witnessed twice God's intervention at a time when the terrorist came to kill them. Twice miraculous things happened that ultimately pushed the terrorists back. And, you know, you see this in the book of Isaiah. Mm-hmm. You know, the king of Assyria came against the king of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, and he did not have to even fire a shot. God intervened, caused confusion in the camp. It's an amazing story in the book of Isaiah. So, You know what? When we talk to people around the world who are working with the Muslim population, we ask them about certain things like this. Have they experienced? Do they have firsthand knowledge? Not hearsay. Not did they hear somebody else say this. Do you have personal knowledge of Muslims coming to Jesus because they have seen dreams or visions of Jesus? And for the last 5 or so years, every person that I asked, including one this year, just a few weeks ago, said absolutely. And they begin to give me specific stories of how this happened. Matt, in fact, a pastor who is a Christian pastor, he is a U.S. citizen, but he has a church. He's had a church for 20 years or so in Paris, France. In fact, that church, amazingly, is going to be right in the heart of a future upcoming Olympics competition that will be there in Paris in the future. He says that 3/4 of the people that they're baptizing are from Muslim backgrounds. Wow. And invariably, every one of them have these miraculous stories that they share about how they ultimately encountered Jesus in a vision or a dream.
Yeah, Jesus introducing himself. Some of these people have never even heard of Jesus. And he comes to them in a vision, in a dream, introduces himself. And the stories, the consistency is uncanny. They all say this man in white who introduces himself as Jesus, and they become saved. And, you know, I'm convinced you don't hear as many of these kinds of miraculous events in the Western world. It seems like these third world countries where people are less reliant on the modern comforts of technology. And so they're not reliant on all of these luxuries that we have. And it's just real, it's base. I mean, it's like they're living in, you know, hundreds of years ago in a different century. And many of them, their faith is so pure, so childlike, that I think they're more receptive. And God opens himself to some of these folks. You hear about these stories from missionaries and people overseas. It's just interesting to me that this occurs, it seems, more in some of these third world countries.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they don't have all the animation, everything that we're so used to. And not only do they have dreams where they see Jesus, but don't they also have dreams where they see someone they've never known, and then they see that person out somewhere else as a confirmation of that dream.
And they think, you know, I saw you in a dream. I've never seen you before.
Right.
You were dressed exactly like you were in my dream. And that person then comes up and says, you must have a message for me, or something to that effect, and the person is a missionary. Mm-hmm. And of course, even for the missionary to respond, they don't know if they're getting set up or not. So it's an amazing bravery of these missionaries to actually be in these sensitive places. There's a lot of things that happen in these individual locations around the world that you can't write about. Mm-hmm. You can't put it in a newsletter. You know, some of the things that we do through our ministry, Liberty Relief International, we can only talk about generalizations in some cases.
To protect these people, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't say the specifics about what happened in this particular location. It could give away a missionary and thus jeopardize their lives.
Yeah.
So some of our missionaries, they're living in these places, sharing the gospel, and God is working in amazing ways. So, you know, pray for our missionaries around the world. Pray for these people that are being persecuted. This is a horrible situation, but pray for them, because they are in these situations where, you know, they're facing life and death. You face, well, am I going to go to church? Oh, it's raining today, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go outside and
we
get wet.
We take it so for granted.
We do.
And they walk for miles, mm-hmm. some of these people.
They risk their lives
mm-hmm. if they were to be caught in some of these places of worship.
I'm reminded of one of my favorite verses, Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid because of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. That's the word of God. That is living truth.
Yeah, and in fact, that will be the same for everything that we encounter. You know, we may not be facing life and death situations every day, but you face lots of difficult situations in your life every day. And sometimes uncertainty, sometimes fear, sometimes, you know, overwhelming foreboding. God is there to ultimately stand with you, so never get discouraged because he knows everything about you, and he is there. Just reach out and trust and rest in him. You can go to libertyreliefinternational.org. That's one of our websites, libertyreliefinternational.org, if you want to help support Bibles to get into the hands of these recent believers in Jesus Christ, libertyreliefinternational.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.